We begin the current daf in Sechtes Nazir, daf Yud Gimel. Begin in the bottom of daf Yud Beis and Beis. Four lines up in the bottom of the Yomid. The Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Again, continuing on the theme of the Mishnahs of this parak of Pekarini Nazir, where it discusses the ramifications and the definition of a person's words when he makes a Kabbalah of Nazirs. As the Mishnah delineates the following case. Hareini Nazir l'kshiili ben. If someone says, I will be a Nazir when I have a son. But noyloi ben, and then he gives birth to a son, tareis a nazir. So that was the condition for the acceptance of a nazir. So he has a son, he becomes a nazir. Noyloi bas, but he gives birth to a daughter. Or tumtum andreginus, or tumtum is someone that you cannot tell which, if it's male or female, because it's covered up. Andreginus actually has both simonim of male and female. In a nazir, then the father does not become a nazir because he only took it if he has a son, not anything else. If he says, I will be a Nazir when I have a child, then and even if he has a daughter, either one of those types, he's going to be a Nazir because at the end they're a child. Now we continue on top of Yigimel Med Aleph, where the Mishnah says, so let's say he said he's going to be a Nazir, he has a child, but his wife miscarried. Now, ain't a Nazir. He's not going to be a Nazir. Now, the reason is the way that what happened is that it was a stillborn. Now, it's not clear if it was a complete child that then died or not, which is what's called in halacha literature, meaning it was a child that has the potential to live. It's just not clear, was it a child and then it died or it wasn't viable for a child. So that's what's known as Suffolk Naziris. It's doubtful if it's a Nazir or not. Was it a child? Was it not? So therefore, we say something Nazir is lahakal, and the person is not a Nazir. Now, Reb Shimon, he says that no, this is not, the situation is not enough to exempt you from Naziris. Rather, Yom, the person, the father should say, Im hoye ben kayama, if it was a viable child, and then it died, sahareini Nazir chayva, then I am an obligated Nazir. It's an obligatory type of Naziris, because that was my condition. If I give birth to a child, which it was, then the person is going to have to be a Nazir, so therefore he is. Now, Vimlav, and he says, and if it wasn't a viable child, then Hari Ani Nazir Nadav, and then the father says that, so therefore the Naziris that I'm taking is, I'm donating a Naziris. It's not my obligation of my Nedu that I took before. Now, the reason for Reb Shimon's opinion is because he holds Suffolk Naziris is Lahachmer, as we mentioned on the previous stuff. So, depending, it's a Suffolk Naziris, so the Tanna Kamma holds that Suffolk Naziris is Lahakal, whereas Reb Shimon holds is lahachma. Now, Chazra b'yolda, if then she goes and she gives birth, now, hareiz a nazir. Now she's going to be, now he's going to be a nazir, and the reason being is because, according to Tanna Kamma, the first one that was a stillborn, that was this miscarriage, there was no chalois, there was no effect of nazirus whatsoever. So therefore, he said, when I have a child, I'm going to be a Nazir. So the first one wasn't counted, and the Tanna Kamma said, you're not a Nazir, but now when she is giving birth to a viable child, then he becomes a Nazir. Now, Reb Shimon Amr, he says that you have to make the same condition you made by the first Suffolk child, because maybe the first one was a viable child. So according to Reb Shimon, what you do now is, he says, Im Harishon Ben Kayama, if the first one was a viable child, so Harishon Chayva, the first time that I practiced as Naziris was my obligatory one. And now when she's giving birth at a later child, which is no more the Ned of Naziris, because the first child was, so this one will be, I'll be a voluntary Nazir. Vimlav, but if the first one was not a viable child, hence that means to say that now is really the first time she's giving birth to a child, which would make me into Nazir. So Harishon Nedava Bezuchayva, that means to say the first time that I was a Nazir by the first child, that was a voluntary Naziris, and this is the obligatory one because this is the first time my wife is giving birth to a child after I took my Neda of Naziris. Now, the Rosh Hashanah points out that according to Reb Shimon, he would agree if the wife gives birth to a Tumtum that actually he's not going to be a Nazir. Because although a Tumtum is a doubt if it's male or female, now, but the thing is, regarding such a doubt, the father never put himself in such a type of situation where it's called Leimochas Inish Navsha Lesveika, because he never had the intention regarding a tumtum. But what we see over here is that Reb Shimon is defining that when it's a suffix, if it's a child, or let's say when he said that he's going to have a son, we don't know. So he's saying that you have to go ahead and do it out of doubt, And then the second time also, where it is a viable child for sure, it's also out of doubt because you don't know what was the first time. So each time you say, I'm going to accept it upon myself. But if it's the obligatory, then it's chayva, and if not, it's nadav, and so too for the second time around. Now the Gemara wonders, hai mai lememra, what's the purpose of quoting the first halacha in the Mishnah, which said that he said he's going to be a nazir when he gives birth to a son. And so the Mishnah said when he gives birth to a son, he's a nazir. That's pretty obvious. So the Gemara answers, Mishum Seifa, because of the next part of that halacha, which said that if Bas, Tum Devan Dragoness, ain't a nazir, that if his wife gives birth to a daughter or Tum Devan Dragoness, then he's not going to be a nazir. So the Gemara says, that's also pretty obvious. He said only for his son. So now the Gemara answers, Ma'ad Tema, we would have thought to say, although he used the term Ben could also come from the root word of binyan, structure, building, which is similar to what Rachel said, that when she wanted a child and she wasn't conceiving, she said, take my maidservant, that I will build from her too. So we see that a child, any child, could be from the word of Ben. That's the chiddush that we're saying, that no, when a person takes a neder of Naziris, so Kalasha b'nei Adam, when he says he means a son, not just any child that you could build a binyan adiyad from, a structure from that. Now, then the Mishnah said, but v'im amar kishayeh livlad v'chulu, if he says that when I give birth to a child, then any child, like the Mishnah said, will make him into a nazir. So the Gemara says, pshita, that's also pretty obvious. On that, the Gemara answers, ma'u de tema, we would have thought to say, v'lad de mechashev b'nei inshi b'inon, although he said when I give birth to a child, he means a respectable child, because that's why he's accepting a Naziris as a way of giving thanks to Hashem, and he's going on this journey of Naziris. Now, a daughter in terms of Madragnis, I'm not considered distinguished amongst the community. That's the chiddush that we say, that no, that any child is considered chashav enough, in the sense when he says, I'm going to give birth to a child, we'll obligate him and mandate him for his Naziris. Now, then the Mishnah continued and says, Hipila ishta ein nazir. The Tanakhama said that if the wife gave birth to a stillborn, miscarried, so then it's a suffix if it was a viable child or not, so then you're not going to be a nazir. So the Gemara asks, Man Kitani Lo, who is the Tanakhama that says this? Rabbi Yehuda de Krihu. Rabbi Yehuda from the Halacha of the pile of fruit, which we quote on the Chesem and Aleph, that he said that the Halacha of what's called Sofik Naziris Lahakal. Because if someone says, I will be a Nazir if this pile, this Kri, has 100 kur, and then he goes and he checks and it's stolen or was lost and you don't know how much was there, Rabbi Yehuda says the person's permitted, he's not a Nazir, because Sofik Naziris is Lahakal, which is the Halacha of our Mishnah regarding here, where we don't know if the child was a viable child or not, so it's a suffix Naziris, you go lahakal, a lenient interpretation, and you're not a Nazir. Now, the Mishnah said that Rabbi Shimon Oimer, he argues, and he says that no, it doesn't just exempt you if it's a suffix Naziris. Rather, Yemer, you have to say, Im ho yiben kayama harini nazir chayva, if it was a viable child, hence it's a fulfillment of the Tanai for the condition for me obligating Naziris, so I have an obligatory Naziris. Vimlav, and if not, I don't know, then I read Nazir Nadav, but then I'm taking a voluntary Naziris, because you have to keep Naziris out of suffix, out of doubt. Now, related to this halacha of Reb Shimon, which is the case that we're discussing in the Machlekes Hanukkah and Reb Shimon regarding when a woman gives birth to a stillborn, the Gemara has the following question. Boimine Reb Abba Merav Huna. Reb Abba asked from Merav Huna the following question. Hareini Nazir Likashiyili Ben. If someone says, again, similar to the case of the Mishnah, says, I'm going to be a Nazir when my wife gives birth to a son. Now, v'hepila ishta, now his wife miscarried, v'hifrish karbet, whereas some Rishonim bring down that it was the reverse order, but it was that for the first child that was maybe born, which was the miscarriage, he had designated a karbet for his naziris, meaning he's obviously now going to be a nazir because his wife gave birth to a child, and he's already designating and separating a karbet for that. Now, v'chazru b'yalda, then, the obviously one twin had been was miscarried, but she gave birth on that same day to another child that she was carrying. Now the question is, Ma, what's the halacha? Now before the Gemara explains the question, the Gemara asks, Alib deman, according to which Tanoik opinion that we just mentioned in our Mishnah are you going like? I Alib de Rabbi Shimon, if you're asking it according to Rabbi Shimon that we just quoted before, so my tibayle, what would the question be? In other words, obviously that the carbon that he separated for his Naziris would be Kaddish, because Reb Shimon said, and as we just explained his opinion, Safik Naziris Lahachmer. A doubtful status of Naziris, you interpret it stringently, and therefore even before his wife gives birth to a viable twin, already he's a Nazir anyway, so of course it's going to be Kaddish, this carbon for his Naziris, because he has to keep a Naziris anyway. So therefore, the Gemara says, the question was, Ve'ela libad Rabbi Yehuda. The Amad, he says, Safik Naziris lahakol, that when you have a doubtful Naziris, it's a lenient interpretation, where he said that if a woman gives birth to a nafel, to a stillborn, then the father, who said he's going to be a Nazir when he gives birth to a child, is not going to be a Nazir, unless if the woman then goes ahead and gives birth again. So therefore, obviously, in a regular case, the animal that was separated from the Naziris is not going to be Kaddish. There's no sanctity of Naziris because you're not a Nazir. Now, however, the question over here is, but then she goes and a few hours later she gives birth to the twin. So the question is, what would be the halacha now? Kaddish oy loy Kaddish, would the animal that was separated and designated for his Naziris before his wife gave birth to the twin, has it already acquired the sanctity of a carbon nazir or not? In other words, as the Rosh explains the question, do we say that there's proof that the first child that died by birth was really a viable child? Why? Because a woman doesn't give birth, doesn't conceive from one seed and then conceive again, and that's how there's twins. Rather, you have one seed that divides into two. So therefore, from the fact that the second child was viable, obviously this was a viable conception, and just first child died at birth. So therefore it was a viable child, and therefore it was Kaddish, even for the separation of the designation before the second child was born. He was already a Nazir because of the first child that was born, although it died at birth. Or do you say that no, maybe that the two children that she conceived are separate, in the sense that the second one, although it was born maybe early, because it concluded its period of gestation, of conception, of development in the womb, after 7 months, where we know that there's two designations in Chazal about how long does the birth take, 7 month child, and therefore it has been completed, and that's why the child was viable. Whereas the first one, its development was really a 9 month type of a pregnancy. And therefore, it's what's called in halacha loy kalu chadash. It didn't finish its appropriate months for its development, and therefore, it actually was not a viable child, and hence the carbon was not sanctified because it wasn't a viable child. So that's the Gemara's question there. If we see the second twin as viable, do we then automatically say that the first one was also, and hence the hafrasha for his carbon of Naziris, even just when the first one was born, which died at birth, is now retroactively we see was a good kedusha, and therefore it is a carbon? Or do we say that no, it's only for the birth of the second one that would mandate him and obligate him in his Naziris, because that was a 7th month child, and therefore that is viable, but the first one was a 9 month one? So the Gemara wonders, my nafkamina, what's the difference? Either way, he's now becoming a Nazir from the second child's birth, and he's going to have a Naziris anyway. So the Gemara answers, L'gizasai v'lavad boy. The difference would be regarding the shearing of the wool of the animal and to do work with it, because, yes, you're going to have to ultimately separate a carbon, but up until then, do we say that it already has the sanctity because of the first child? Or do we say that, no, the first child is not necessarily. It's a suffix Naziris, you go l'hakel. Now, although the second child's viable, that doesn't prove regarding the first child. Could be that's a 7 month one and this is a 9 month one. And then the Gemara says, take or let it stand. It's not clear. This animal that was sanctified for carbon Naziris, was it a valid sanctity, and hence now it's forbidden to do work with it and to shear the wool? Or do we say that no? Yes, you'll have to become a Nazir because of the twin that was born healthy and viable, but the sanctity that was made on the animal before it was born, because of the first child, is not necessarily valid, because we say suffering Naziris was lahakal and it wasn't a valid Naziris to be mafresh or carbon Naziris on that. So the Gemara says, let it stand, it's not clear. Now, continuing on the theme of asking questions related to the halacha of our Mishnah, the Gemara says that Boyimine ben Ruchumi me'abaya. Ben Ruchumi asked the following question from Abaya. Let's say someone says, Harini nazur l'kishayeli ben. Someone says, I want to be a nazir when I have a son. Now, v'shamach aveir v'amar v'alai. Now, his friend overheard what he was saying, and he says, and on me. Maha, what's the halacha? In other words, the Gemara explains, Adibure mashma? When this second guy says, and on me, is he going on the words of the first person? In other words, that when you have a son, on me too, I'll also become a Nazir, because I also want you to have a son. So is it going on his words? Or is of a lie, saying what you said is on a gufa, meaning the body of the second person, on me too. What does that mean? Meaning I also will accept Nazirus on me when I give birth to a child. So what is it saying, and on me? And on me when you give birth to a child, or on me when I give birth to a child? So on that, the Gemara says, Im tim salem agufa mashma, if you're going to say that the lie means, and on me, meaning and on my body, meaning to say just like you took a Nazirus on yourself when you give birth to a child, so too on me when I give birth to a child, then I'm going to have a Nazirus. But then the question is, let's say Amar, let's say the first person says, Harini Nazir l'kishyeh li ben. The first one says, again, I will be a Nazir when I give birth to a son. Now the second person doesn't say v'alai and on me, which would seem to designate on his body, but rather he says and me. Maha, what's the halacha now? Ani, you could differentiate and say that me, I want to be just like you regarding your neder, which is just like it's when you give birth, you're going to have the neder of Nazirus. So to me, when you give birth to a child, I'll have the neder of Nazirus. As the Gemara explains, anafshe kamar, would it still be told that he's talking about himself? And therefore, it's when the second person has a child, or maybe this is what the second person is telling the first person. I love you, like how you love yourself. In other words, when you give birth to a son, you're going to become a Nazir. So too, when you give birth, I'll be a Nazir. That's the question. Now, on that, the Gemara says even further that im tim tzalei mekom ba'ampe, if you're going to say that whenever someone adds on to someone else's Nazirus in front of him, where the one person says, I'll be a Nazir when I give birth to a son, and someone else says, and me too, so it's in front of the first guy, as we continue on Talmud Beis, ksifale milsam. So then it's embarrassing if he doesn't do something pleasing to the first person to show that he also wants the goodness for the first person. Hence, the Gemara is saying that maybe we would assume that whenever it's in front of someone else who he's doing something for himself, he wants a child, and he's saying he'll be a Nazir, and someone else says, oh, me too, he's obviously trying to ingratiate himself with the first one. Hence, it would be obvious that it's when he's saying, when you give birth to a child, I'll be a Nazir too. If that's the case, so the Gemara says, then what would be the halacha if Omar, if the first person says, Harini Nazir l'kishyeh l'ploini ben. First person says, I will be a Nazir when that person has a child. And someone else overhears him and says, you know what? And me. Now, ma, what would be the halacha over here? In other words, do we say that over here, Shaloi Bafanov, since it's not in front of the person that it's for him to give birth. Anafshe Kama, therefore, he's saying it for himself, meaning, just like you said that you're going to be a Nazir, you the Mr. A, when that person over there gives birth to its son, and he's saying, and me, he means to say, and I'll also become a Nazir when I give birth to a child, because there's no embarrassment here, because it's not for you, you're doing it for someone else. Maybe that this is what he's telling him. Then no, I love him just as much as you love him, and therefore it would be that when he gives birth to a son, I will also be a Nazir like you. Another thing, Mar says, let it stand. It's not clear regarding all these different variations what is the intention of the person when he says valai and vani, and it's for that first person or for a third person. It's not clear what does the person mean to say to know what is his neder of Nazirus. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on this theme. Hareini Nazir. Someone says, I am a Nazir. And v'nazir kishili ben. And I will be a Nazir when I give birth to a son. So, there's two Nazirus he has to do. A regular Nazirus. And also a Nazirus which will take effect when he gives birth to a child. So, hiskel meine es shaloi. So, if he started counting his own Nazirus, meaning not dependent on giving birth to a child, v'achkach noiloi ben. And then, in middle, he gives birth to the child, which obligates him in another Nazirus. So first, mashma shaloi. First, he completes and concludes his first own Nazirus, which was the first Kabbalah's Nazirus that he took, which was Harini Nazir. And then, then after he finishes the first one, cuts his hair, brings karbanos, and then he starts the new Nazirus Abisam. Now, let's say he says it the other way around. Harini Nazir l'kshile ben. Says, I'll be a Nazir when I give birth to a son. And v'nazir. And I'll be a Nazir, which is not dependent on giving birth to a son. But again, the Kabbalah of Nazirus of the son was before the regular Nazirus. Now, Hischel Mayna Eschalai, let's say he started counting his own Nazirus first. Let's say his wife is pregnant or whatever it is. Now, he started his own because maybe he'll complete the 30 days of his regular Nazirus before his wife gives birth to a son. Now, but V'achkach Noy Le Ben. However, his wife ended up maybe giving birth early, whatever it is, gave birth, before he finished his own Naziris. So he's in the middle of doing his Naziris. And the first Naziris that he accepted upon himself, which was when he has a son, happened in the middle of his Naziris. So the halacha is manir eshaloi. So he stops, he leaves his Naziris that he was in the middle of doing. Umayna eshal banai. And he first goes now to count the Naziris that he accepted when he'll have a son. Now the reason being, again, is because since that Naziris he accepted upon himself first, so right away when the son is born, he has to go ahead and leave his and count the one that was because of his son. And then after, when he finishes the Naziris that he had for the birth of his son, then he concludes his Naziris. Now, the Rush explains in his first interpretation that the difference would be with this interruption. Well, either way, it's going to be 60 days. What's the point of stopping his, starting the one for his son, then finishing that one, then going back to the one he has started for himself? Is because here it's different, that he's actually only going to be cutting his hair only one time. Now, the reason being is because if he would cut his hair, which it would seem like that, he started his Naziris, now he didn't finish it yet, so he doesn't bring his Karbanos or cut his hair, but then he already started his sons in the middle, and when he finishes his sons, normally you would say that he would cut his hair, bring his Karbanos, and then resume or start over his own Naziris. Now, the thing is, if he would have cut his hair after the son's one, then he would have to count another 30 days for his own Naziris. Why? Because there's halacha that ain't teglachas, you can't cut the hair if there's less than a 30 days growth of hair. Now, if that would be the case, the Mishnah wouldn't be appropriate in the wording that it says, v'achkach mashal meshalai. It says that after he finishes the ones for his son, which he interrupted for, then he concludes his own Naziris. Now, that wouldn't be considered hashlama to complete, if you would have to count over the 30 days anyway because of the 30 days of growing the hair. Now, however, if he would first conclude his without stopping for his son's one, then he would count the ones for his son, then you would have to cut your hair two times, one for his own and one for the son. But now that he's bringing the karbanos on one haircut, so then he brings two karbanos after he finishes all the 60 days. So he doesn't cut his hair at all in the meantime, because or else it wouldn't be mashlim. So that's what's unique about this halacha, the way the Rush is describing it, is that, let's say, 20 days into his own Naziris, he gives birth to his son. So he stops, does 30 days for the son, doesn't cut his hair, and then completes the last 10 days of his own Naziris. And then, after the 60 days, then he cuts his hair and brings two sets of karbanos, one for his own Naziris and one for the Naziris of his son. Now, by Rava has the following question, which is related to this, the type of case description as our Mishnah, where you took upon yourself two different Naziris and possibly starting one and having to interrupt for another one and then going back and finishing the one that you started with. So Rava says as follows, I'm a Harini Nazir. If let's say someone says that I'm going to be a Nazir. In other words, he accepts upon himself a regular Naziris of 30 days that should take effect only La'achar Esam Yoyim. He wants it to start in 20 days from now. Now, moreover, he accepted another Naziris, which was Umeachshev Me'ayim, that I want a Naziris to be from now for 100 days. Now, actually, the Rush explains that he didn't say when it should take effect, this 100-day Naziris. He just said it plain, I want also a 100-day Naziris. It's just that since he said Arini Nazir Me'ayim, because regarding the other one, he said he wants it to be a Nazir after 20 days, so that's why the way the Gemara describes it from Rav is that he said, Umeachshe Me'ayim, and from now it's 100 days. In other words, it's fit to start right now, but he didn't say the word Umeachshe. He just said, I want to be one Naziris after 20 days, and another Naziris of 100-day Naziris. And that is Rav's question, now what's the halacha? As the Gemara explains, Kivin Dahalin Me'ayim, since this 100-day Naziris, the Esrin Leishalman, you can't start it now and complete it before 20 days, because obviously it's for 100 days, now, therefore, loy chaylin, therefore, that means to say it doesn't take effect right now. Because, actually, as Taisus explains, this is different than halacha the Mishnah, which seemingly it's the same thing, where you did start, and then you stopped in the middle, and then you went back to it. So why is the Gemara assuming now that, wait a second, if you can't do the 101 in one shot, then it's not going to start now and stop for the one that's to take effect in 20 days, and then to resume it? No, if you can't do it now, it's obviously that for the next 20 days, you want to be able to drink wine and be metamel lemeis. And then in 20 days, you'll have the 30-day one, and after that, you'll have the 100-day one. So Taisa explains why this is different in the case of the Mishnah. It's because in the case of the Mishnah, he actually thought he'd be able to get it done before his wife gives birth. because he didn't know that his wife's going to give birth before he's done. Therefore, even if the wife is going to give birth in the middle, he still said, I want to make a neder. And if the wife gives birth, then look, I'll stop my nazirus in middle and go back to the one of the one that's from the birth of my son, and then go back to completing and concluding the nazirus I started first. And he's not particular about that he has to stop for his nazirus. But the thing is, here in the case of the 100-day nazirus, where it's not possible at all to start the nazirus of 100 days, so therefore you know you're going to have to stop when 20 days come. Therefore, since it's not fit for the nazirus of 100 days to be right now completely straight, therefore the first option in the Gemara of Rabbi's question is, so therefore it's not taking effect right now. It's only going to start after 20 days. Then you'll do the 30-day one, and then the 100-day one will start. Or maybe Rabbi says, Kivin de Isle Gidol Sarla Besaif, since no, you will have what would be called like a Dover Chashim. You do have a distinct amount of Naziris to complete from the 100-day one after the 30-day one. Why? Because you'll have 30 days here of growth. You'll have even more than that. You're actually going to have 80 left because you did 20 and then you had the 30-day one, then you'll have 80 left. So you'll have at least a 30 days growth of here. So therefore, Chaylin. So therefore, then we say that the 100-day one does take effect starting right now. Because it doesn't bother you that you'll have to be mafsik, you'll have to interrupt in middle. The reason being is because since you have this, what's called a significant component of hair growth, which is at least in the amount of 30 days, so you're not bothered from the fact that you're going to have to stop in middle, because it's not going to make you do anything more than what you would have had to, because, you know, if you would have stopped in middle, so then you would have to, let's say, if you had 10 days left, then you would say, maybe he doesn't want to stop in the middle, because then he's going to have to grow his hair for 30 days anyway. So that's the Gemara's question. Would we say the 100-day does not start now because you can't get it in before the 20 days, and you wouldn't want to stop in the middle? Or that, no, you don't mind stopping in the middle because anyway there's a significant amount that you'll have completing and concluding at the end, which is at least a 30 days growth of hair. Now, on Rabbi's question, the Gemara asks, "B'tiboyle nizirus mu'etis." He could have asked this question, even not in this 100-day type of Naziris, even in the small Naziris. In other words, what the Gemara's question on Rava is from the fact that he phrased his question in such a way where even if you have this interruption in the middle, you'll have enough Gidol Sar to complete it afterwards when you finish it off, and that's why he's saying that maybe it should take effect right now. You can infer that it was obvious to Rava that if you wouldn't have a 30 days growth of here after the 30-day interruption, then it wouldn't take effect right now. And that's what the Gemara is asking, why? Even in such a case, you could definitely be in doubt that maybe he wouldn't be bothered about the fact that there's an interruption in the middle, even if there's not going to be a 30 days growth of here afterwards. Now, although that then he's going to have to count more days because you have to have at least a 30 days growth of here, and you're cutting it here in the middle for the 30-day growth for the 30-day Naziris that you're taking in from 20 days from the beginning, still the Gemara is saying that, who said maybe the person would not be bothered by that? How do you know? Why is it so obvious to Rav that he's only asking it in a 100-day Naziris, where you'll have 80 days afterwards, which is at least 30 days growth? Maybe even if you took upon yourself, let's say, a regular 30-day one, and you said in 20 days from now, you want a 30-day Naziris to be. So you have two Naziris, one that could start now, and one that's going to be 20 days from now. Maybe even over there, you wouldn't mind starting 20 days of it, having 10 days left, interrupting for a 30-day one, and then finishing off the 10 at the end. Now, although you'll have to then, instead of counting 10 days, count another 20 days, because you have to have at least a growth of here of 30 days. But who said that the person is bothered by that? So that the Gemara answers, you're right. Rava actually is what's called, he was asking what's called an imtim tzaloimer. And he actually was in doubt regarding both components, as we continue on to Yudalam et al. His question was first, which was not phrased in there because he was already on tier two, was im tim tzolei min naziris mu'etes, if you're going to say, by a small naziris, where let's say you took it for a 30-day naziris. So, kiven dasor yamin hu diyasin, since it's only going to be 10 days left after you interrupt for the second 30-day naziris, one which takes effect only after 20 days, so then there's the option, yes, Rava had the question, but if you're going to say, that lo yisalek lehalin esra, that's not something that's significant enough to complete it and conclude it for the remaining 10 days. And therefore you would say that the person, when he does it in that way, which is 30, and 20 days and now another 30, the first 31 would not start right now because the person is not willing to conclude just a 10-day remainder. And that is what Rava was asking. But Vaday Nazir May Yom, but maybe you would say for sure when he takes in the zeros of 100-day, Kivin de Islay Tam Nin Yoyman, the Besayev, since he's going to be 80 days at the end, then Sulkinlay, then this is something that he would be able to complete with and therefore start with right now, Oiloy, or maybe not. So that was where Rav was coming from. You're right, Rav had the question, even by a small one. It's just that there you could hear more that maybe the person would not be willing. But he still had the question. And now that he's saying that even if you say a Nazirus Mu'etis of 30 days, he would not be willing to start with, tier two was, but what would you say regarding 100-day one? Would there the person be willing to start right now and stop 20 days from now because you'll have an 80 days growth at the end, which definitely is not going to be wasting any more time than he has to, and he wouldn't be bothered with Havasako? Or, like the Gemara was still asking, what Rav was still declaring, is that no, maybe since you can't get in all 100 before the 20 days, you're not bothering, you don't want to start and stop and then restart again. Therefore, the first 20 days, you would be able to drink wine, you'd be able to tamla mesim, and the first one to start would be the 30-day Naziris after 20 days, and only then would the 100-day Naziris take effect. That was Rabbi's question of Imtim Tzulim, which is one question within another question, which first was Naziris Mu'etis, and then the Naziris Gedayla of 100 days.